It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I say it's your show, but it still has my name on it. I might lose a few listeners right now, but maybe I'll cement some relationships as well. You know, you can always call 884-9910. Disagree with me, agree with me, tell me I'm full of it. Or you can do the same thing at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I'm 53 years old. I have Alpha 1, which is a genetic degenerative lung disease. My liver puts out proteins that basically eat up all the good stuff. Eat all the good antibodies in my lungs. It's the underlying cause of COPD, asthma, emphysema. I am not one bit afraid to go out and to give people hugs. I went out yesterday and turned in my petitions to recall Sisolak. Saw another county chair that or a county lead I hadn't met yet in person, gave a hug. In my personal opinion, again, my personal opinion, this is not the disease that it was made out to be. This is not the infection that it was made out to be. But we will be paying for this for the rest of our lives because of what the Senate and the House just did. Nancy Pelosi said there is no such thing as a perfect bill. That is because of you. That is because of those in Washington, D.C. who want to live with the power over you. There are hospitals across this country that have plenty of masks and gowns and gloves because they're not in California and New York. You know what? It would be very easily for them to box those items up and send them to where they're needed. But our regulations have killed us. Over the years. That's right. They have killed us over the years because doctors can't go over borders. Help can't go over borders. And I'm not talking about the borders with other country. I'm talking about here in the state. And now this stimulus package that is being passed because we have to get America back to work. These idiots in Washington, D.C., who took the advice of a bunch of elitists, shut down this country, shut down this economy, killed people's jobs so they could pass a bill to bring it all back. Once again, at your expense. This is all just a bunch of bull squat. And it really irks me off. I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. People have sent me emails that you're going to kill people by not taking it seriously? I take it seriously, but I take getting something like this seriously every single day. Every day I wash my hands. Every day I use wipes. Look at the people out there scratching their butts, hands deep down in their underwear, and then grabbing a gas handle, grabbing a doorknob into a store. The germs are out there because we don't sanitize things. You go into a restaurant that's got a chocolate fountain and kids are sticking their hands right into it, and yet we still eat from it. We love buffets. We put a sneeze guard over them. What is that going to do when people are hacking up in their hands and then they grab the utensil right in front of you that you have to use now? The germs are out there. We're going to see another virus come along because we don't protect ourselves. And if you don't think that the government is behind this, then why is the government trying to socialize the medical supply chain? Why are they trying to nationalize that? Why do you have politicians saying, we need to nationalize this, we need to nationalize that? Because they can. Because they have people in fear, and you will now accept all of this, including a dumbass stimulus package that you and I are going to pay for, your kids are going to pay for, and your grandkids are going to pay for. Might even go a little further than that. Look at the numbers, because they cannot be sustained. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Mary this morning. Mary, you want to talk about Sisalak?
Yeah, well, it's not quite as important as what you just said, but I heard that he was going to, he proposed to ban ibuprofen because it could be a trigger for the virus. And
yes.
I wondered if you had any more information on that. Could he possibly do that? Could he possibly ban it?
Yeah, he could.
I better stock up.
Yeah, you better stock up. Ibuprofen, Advil, ibuprofen, things that are the derivative of ibuprofen, they seem to help the body worsen the coronavirus.
Oh.
And so people have looked at that. If you feel bad, you should take things like Tylenol. Tylenol is
right.
The opposite. But yeah, he could, just like he just did the chloroquine. You know, we give these people way too much power on the authority. He's doing it. I did that on the recommendation of the board of pharmacy. Yeah, look who's on the board of pharmacy. I don't know who these people are, and yet we're entrusting all of this to them. So, Mary, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And yeah. We have to get the word out. That's why I stay behind recalling Sisalak. You know, we're playing armchair quarterback here. They're well-meaning, but who doesn't have ibuprofen and Advil in their house right now? What are you going to do? Go door to door? They did back off the claim because people start saying stuff. People are paying more attention to what the governor is doing, what the states are doing, what the politicians are doing. And they're not working for you. They're not working for you. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Diane this morning, wants to talk about the stimulus checks. Hi, Diane. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. One of the things I was thinking about, I heard some guy this morning on the radio saying, well, if I get that check, I'm not going to cash it because, you know, there's other people that need it. And I just wanted to say, not cashing a check from the government isn't going to give it to anybody else. I don't think the government really balances their checkbook very well. So
no, they have an open-ended checkbook. It's like I used to be when I first started to grow up and I got my first checkbook. As long as you have checks, you have money. That's kind of how the government does it.
There you go. Well, and my thought was the dust has got to settle, but I understand this is not a taxable thing. It's just money being given to you. And my suggestion would just be, we all know somebody in need. Mm-hmm. If we should get the check and not need it, share it. I mean, It's out there. It's put out anyway. Let's give it back to the taxpayers. Like the guy I just know that had to spend $3,500 with emergency surgery on his dog that he doesn't have. The person who, you know, has the kid that's got something coming up with the dentist that's not covered by insurance. I mean, we all know somebody that has a bill like that that we could make a difference in their life.
Exactly. So if you get the check, cash it. If you don't need it, help somebody else with it. Diane,
yeah.
I recognize that voice. Do you want to mention? Do you want to mention your friend? I'd love to talk about him.
You know, he just, bless his heart, I mean, he's a guy that goes to our church. He's in a wheelchair, but he and his wife both are working, and she's got a cleaning business, you know, works very, very hard, and their dog got a blockage in his stomach, and they had to move immediately, and so they spent between $3,500 and $4,000 that it's going to take them a long time to pay that off, but
that's a big surgery.
You know, he's too proud and too honorable. He doesn't want to put out a GoFundMe or anything like that. He said, We made the choice to save our dog. We had this, it's a rescue pit bull, by the way, which touches my heart. But anyway, I couldn't tell you how to get money to them. But that's somebody I think about if I had a check with extra money.
And I think that's somebody that we should all think about because we all know somebody that they can use it more than we can. So, Diane, thank you so much for calling and helping us share the word on that, because you are going to get a check. You know, this is something that this horrible, horrible stimulus bill is going to be passed. And to hear Nancy Pelosi out there saying no bill is perfect, that is because of the politicians. You can have a perfect bill. And it is just flat-out common sense. You can have a perfect bill by passing a bill that is one issue. You can pass a bill that doesn't have pork in it. People understand.
1,400 pages. Now, what? I mean, that's just insane. You know, there's great pieces of literature that don't even begin to come to that amount of pages, and it's just so that they can sneak stuff in and drive us all crazy.
Exactly. Because the majority of people, the majority of sheeple are scared. They're hurting right now. They need that money. But we have to get more people educated into putting something away. Don't let the government hold you hostage. Start a savings account. Start a retirement account. Because I can guarantee you, if you're not able to collect Social Security yet, you're not going to be collecting it in the future. Just a thought.
Monica, it goes back to the schools not wanting to teach that. I mean, I'm older than you, and I can remember in grade school them encouraging us to set up little savings accounts. We had little passbooks, and it was all about putting money away. And it's just not, they don't want people to be self-reliant, I don't think. It's just, you can't control people that are.
Diane, they don't want you to be self-reliant, because if you are not self-reliant, then you will be reliant on the government. And that means they just have more control and they have the power over the people. It's not the people in charge of the government anymore. So, Diane, thank you so much for the call, and God bless, and especially for your friend. I hope his rescue pity makes a full and fast recovery. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad that you are with me today and we're doing our lockdown together. I went out driving around the other day. I love the memes that are coming out. The thoughts that people have that just crack me up. Like this one. We should see a decline in home invasions. Everyone is home with guns and enough bleach and paper towels to clean up the scene. Ain't that the truth? Oh. You thought dogs were hard to train? Look at all the humans that can't sit and stay. You know what? People aren't sitting and staying right now because they know this is just a bunch of BS. Yes, there is a virus going around called COVID-19. It's a form of the coronavirus. Maybe this isn't spreading, or it has more of a spread than the flu. That's what Dr. Fauci says. If you don't know who Dr. Fauci is, he's that little short guy that's standing next to the president all the time in his briefings. He's a professional. He's looking at numbers. Numbers that the guy who started all this overinflated. Did he do it on purpose? Did he do it on accident? I hold life dear. Unlike Democrats who, well, you know what? Not all Democrats are hardcore pro-choice. So I shouldn't say that. I should just say all the people who are so pro-choice that the liberals and the left out there, that you can let literally a crying baby lay on a table and die on its own. And don't think that that's an exaggeration. Look at the bills that have been passed around the country. Use your search engine for something other than shoes or vacations or cat memes and videos. Use your search engine every once in a while for what the government is doing to all of us. Passing an aid bill that gives them a bump in pay. Do you donate to museums and library services? Well, library services you give through your taxes, right? Some museums as well. Other museums, you just, you know, make a donation. Docents usually volunteer their time. Then why in a COVID-19 virus aid package for people who are unemployed, for people who are losing not only their jobs, but their businesses, why are they giving $500 million of your money to them? Why are they giving $1 million to the sergeant at arms and the doorkeeper of the Senate? Is that for wipes? What? Why are they giving $300 million to PBS? If you don't take a stand now. You will see this forever. We've lost. Because it's more important to give $35 million to the Kennedy Center, a liberal foundation that millionaires support. I've never once watched something at the Kennedy Center, and I never will. I'm not interested in that. But I am interested in knowing why $35 million of my hard-earned money is going to them in a COVID-19 virus package. You should be screaming at Amedee. You should be screaming at Rosen. At Catherine Cortez Masto. For stealing your money and causing a panic that shuts this country down. Let's get a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love hearing from you, 884-9910. Text. You can text us at 884-9910 as well. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Chuck, I love you. Thanks for the email. Hi, Monica. No, I'm not going to get a check. I'm way too enterprising. Worked hard to put myself through college such that I'm earning just a little above the cutoff threshold. Not a problem. My husband and I are right there with you, Chuck. We're not going to get a check. Because we literally have worked for a living. If I'm not working, if Mr. M's not working, we're not happy. We even work on the weekends. Second point. I bet you and Jerry haven't thought of this. I did, actually. Everybody knows I've been a supporter of Trump, but I just get so worked up. I'm PO'd. And you're right. Chuck writes, it would be political suicide if President Trump were to not sign the bill that Congress is passing. Congress is passing this. Your congresspeople, your senators, the ones who have been in there for decades are the ones who are passing this bill. That's my thought. Awful as it is, and we all agree on that, what benefit would there be to him being the sore thumb sticking out? It would end up passing anyway. No line item veto option. He is thinking while everyone else is posturing. It takes balls and brains to sometimes go against your principles for the greater good. And I think in this case, that is where President Trump faces on options. Just saying. Chuck, I totally agree with you. Because whatever Trump does is going to be thrown back in his face by the Democrats. He didn't act fast enough. He didn't get the economy going back fast enough. He didn't do this. He did that. Right now, President Trump is in a no-win situation. I will vote for the Don. But I'm having a really hard time supporting the people that are in all political offices right now. Because it's not just the Democrats. It's not just the Republicans. It seems that once you get into Washington, D.C., those titles don't apply anymore. The D.C. elites is the title that applies. I want people in office who will be honest and think about the American people, not their special interests, and not the way that Washington, D.C. works. If we were going to shut down the economy, what should have happened first and foremost to stop the spread of a virus is not just stopping air travel to China. If this was as bad as it was going to be, we should have shut down the airlines like we did after 9/11. It's terrorism in a different form. It's as simple as that. Because now the virus is just circulating in this country. And it will continue to circulate because the borders between states aren't closed. Because the borders between towns aren't closed. Because it's all so wishy-washy. But did it get this far so they could put out a stimulus package like this, filled with special interests? Almost $2 trillion of money we don't have. What I want Trump to do is stand there as he is signing this aid package and say, I hate this package because of this, 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 and this, and call the people out and explain why he's signing it. Explain that it's to get the money into the hands of the people that, to be honest, for some people, it's not even going to pay their mortgage. It's not even going to pay their rent. But does Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, all the other millionaires have to worry about it? No. Just the American people. You and me. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jim this morning from Fish Friends and Service Helping. I'm so glad you called because now I can take a breath and I can think of something positive. I can think of helping the community and getting you things that you need to help the community rather than having an aneurysm.
Well, I'm sorry for changing the subject, but I'm glad you're not going to have an aneurysm. Just wanted to call and let you, thank you and thank your listeners. After we talked yesterday a little bit, we started to see some online donations and a couple of checks where people physically dropped off. I want to mention the companies, but unfortunately I didn't ask them ahead of time to make sure that that was okay. But your listeners are starting to step up, and we appreciate it, but we still need more help.
I think that's absolutely awesome. And this is the time to help, because you're seeing, Jim, faces that you've never seen before. These aren't people that are the, you know, everyday, common, trying to make ends meet people that are showing up on your doorstep for food baskets and for help with the rent.
Yep, that is absolutely true. It's we're able to provide them the hope that they need as well. But there's plenty of people that are they're calling and saying, "All right, I don't know anything about this. What do I do? But I heard you can help," and we're able to do it. And again, we're seeing a big spike in the amount of food we're giving out. We're still giving out, you know, clothing and furniture and other things. We're just because we're our fundraisers and our thrift stores are non-essential. We just don't have any income since we don't rely on the federal government. So, you know, anybody that can help us, it's really helping your neighbors. And hopefully, we'll be through this in short order.
Yeah, because I mean, think of all the people that if you are one of those. Like me every once in a while, that wait to donate in the holiday season, please donate now instead if you can. It's so needed right now because people who have never been affected are being affected, and we need to get that help out into the community because that's what we do, Jim, is we help our own. We protect our own, and we will always continue to do that. So what's the best and easiest way for them to donate to make sure you're getting what you need to give out to the community?
Yeah. Our preference is if someone can drop off a check at 138 East Long Street in Carson City. That way we don't pay any fees, but we've got opportunities on our website and Facebook. It's nvfish.com or Facebook/nvfish, as in, you know, Nevada, abbreviated Nevada and then FISH. And, you know, that's the easiest way. Some people want to drop off food and they're welcome to do that. We take that, you know, Monday through Friday throughout the day. But, again, we buy food by the pallet load and the semi-truck load. So, if I get cash, I can probably get 2 to 3 times more food than what they can buy at Costco or Walmart or wherever they shop. But, hey, whatever people have and are willing, I mean, it's just a matter of cleaning up, you know, a cupboard of stuff that, you know, the grandkids left and nobody's eating it or, you know, whatever the scenario might be. We're happy to take it and get it into the cupboards of families that are really suffering right now.
Yeah. And remember, if you go on to NV Fish and you use your credit card, you could set yourself up for some monthly giving as well. Just, you know.
Absolutely.
Put it on a repeat system there, and whatever you can do monthly, it's greatly appreciated. And it's going to the people who truly need it. So, Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate your call and keeping me from my aneurysm.
one other comment on that whole thing, and just to remind any of your listeners that you know, over 90 cents out of every dollar that gets donated goes right back to services. We are very lean organization. We rely on hundreds of volunteers and a staff of 25 covering 17 different sites here in the rurals to make things happen. So
you are a lean, mean community machine.
That's right.
All right,
and
Jim.
Thank you again to you and to your listeners.
Thank you for the call, Jim. 884-9910. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go?
Oh. Where did we go? When did we lose all this? It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So many questions. So many experts in how things could be treated to ease people and not just sending them a check. Credit card companies, for the most part, charge anywhere between 14 and 28% interest on credit cards. How about just a few months interest-free payments on things? How about just a pause for those who have mortgages? How much money do we put into the banks on that last bailout? So many other alternatives. Do we clean house? Do we just go in and this election cycle not vote for any incumbent? You can't do that. Doesn't work that way. What do you do? How do we fix this? Because the government has to be fixed. Washington, D.C. has to be fixed. It's not the country that has to be fixed. It is the people who are running it. The elites, the ones who are buying elections. It's the Bloombergs. It's the Soroses. It's the Kochs, the Steyers. It's the Bezoses. It's that Facebook guy. Why don't we come up with something that whatever political office you hold, you only get so much money to campaign? In the immortal words of Elizabeth Warren, who was very funny, I saw a Prius the other day with four bumper stickers that were for Elizabeth Warren. And I'm just like, you know, why don't you at least peel those off your car? A man worked, saved his money, worked two jobs, worked overtime, put money away, and sent his kids to college. When Elizabeth Warren asked, when all these other kids out there that owe debt, if he was going to get any of his money back, no, absolutely not. Why would you even think of something as crazy as that? For all those people out there, those hardworking men and women who, the entrepreneurs, they have their own businesses. They've paid for those business licenses for 12 months. Do you think they're going to get a refund because they had to shut their businesses down for a month, 2 months? Probably not. You're going to be asked to give until it hurts. We had a wonderful gentleman on the air yesterday, Ray Pezzanella. We have serious issues with our sewer systems all over Northern Nevada. We have taxes that don't sunset. We have more taxes that are going to be coming in the form of special assessment districts, business improvement districts, whatever they can call it, something else to make you feel a little bit better. They're going to come up with, and the federal government is going to come up with something. Our state legislature is probably going to come up with, we need to ease the pain, so we're going to start a state income tax. The bill has already been talked about, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's already in the process of being written. Because the mileage tax bill is already in the process of being written. So we are going to be asked to give until it hurts. And until we are all reliant on the government. For us entrepreneurs and business owners out there, they're going to keep coming up with new and different ways to get more money from us. Because you notice there wasn't a whole lot of money in that aid bill for the independent contractors out there. Independent contractors is a fancy way to say self-employed. At what point do you say no more? We are in an election cycle right now. What are you going to do about it this time around? Just out of curiosity. Are you going to start hitting the pages that have the candidate information? Are you going to start holding people accountable? Are you going to start writing the emails? It's easy. You got a computer. Put your thoughts into words and then just change the name and the email address and start sending them out. But you have to take action. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. I love you. I've got your back as long as you've got mine on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.